take your body and move.
Generational trauma stops with your mama. Girl, wanna work it, lady? Yeah, that's how you work it, lady. It's never no or maybe. This is how you get it, baby. Work, work. A bit different. And today we're going to talk about how kids can do chores with ease. And that is something that is always so hard, right? Getting your kids to do chores. Now, what I have found with my little ones is that when they're little, like when they're first starting to walk, they want to help. They're like, "Ooh, yeah, I could do this. I want to do that." And then they're at that like 2 and 3 age and they're like, "Ooh, yay, I can clean up and I want to do what mommy's doing," you know? But then they hit a certain age for me with my little ones, you know, with my oldest, about the time she hit 7, it was like, hey, I'm over that chore stuff. I can take that or leave that. I've got more important things to do. And I'm not feeling the chores, mom, not feeling it. So I kind of became like, oh man, what am I going to do? Because you're trying to also reach 2 kids at one time. So your older one is like a little bit farther along and your younger one is still like liking chores, but still needing guidance in actually how to do them, you know, because they're still learning. They're still in the little part of toddlerdom a little bit, right? So that can be the challenge. So I am going to share with you something that I came up with, which I don't feel like it's something super unique or super out of the ordinary, but it is a little system that is helping me. So I wanted to share that with all the other moms out there, and those of you who maybe you provide care for a child, maybe you're a foster parent, maybe you raising your sister's kids, maybe you are a grandparent that has custody of your kids, whomever, or maybe you're just someone in the community that has kids around that you see all the time. These are little things that, you know, if you're in this kind of scenario with them and you really need to get kids going and engaging with some chores, this is something you can use to really get them motivated about doing chores because they are going to need some incentive, okay? So but first, let's talk about chores a little bit and why it's important because some parents say like, hey, you know, I just do everything. It's faster. I don't have to wait for my kids. And there is truth to that. Sometimes I just want to, you know, power through and get things done without the little hands, what I feel slowing me down, you know. But it is really important that we get them helping. It's actually a part of their development. One thing that I really like that the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry shared about kids doing chores, it says children who do chores may exhibit higher self-esteem, be more responsible, and be better equipped to deal with frustration, adversity, and delayed gratification. Very interesting, right? And I really feel that doing chores really helps them in these ways because when you can clean something and look back and say, hey, I cleaned that well, it looks really good. Or when we as parents, you know, say to them, hey, you did a really good job with this. You know, it looks great. Thank you so much. You're so responsible. It gives us a way that they can actually see that we see their work and their effort that they put in. Just like us with our employers, right? Like we want them to know the work that we're doing. We want to be recognized for the work that we do. And so this is also something that is important for little ones. I really like the fact that it talks about delayed gratification because in the world we live in today, especially with the kids, it's like instant. They want everything like, you know, immediate. And I'm like that too. Like I like things done like immediately, you know, I don't have a lot of patience. Like, hey, we got something to do. Let's get her done. You know what I mean? And so, you know, this is just one way that we can kind of combat, you know, the landscape of the day. You know, you've got tablets, you've got cell phones, you've got all the stuff on TV, you know, all these things that are very much instant. You're able to, you know, hey, if you want to look at some horses, well, you could just go on your little tablet and look at some horses immediately, you know. So again, not everything in life works that way. So with the chores, showing them, hey, you are going to get there, but it is going to take you some time. You need to work through a process. You need to have patience. You need to be responsible. All these things are important. And, you know, I will say this, the moms who will take the time to teach their kids this, you know, I feel like you will be able to see that difference in adulthood. You know, some of us are able to identify adults. You know, they'll tell you, oh, you know, I don't do much. You know, my parents didn't make me, you know, do much, you know, around the house or whatever. So if they're single, they just kind of, you know, have a messy house. Or if they're married, you know, sometimes that other mate is left picking up all the slack, all because this other person, you know, was never really trained at the importance of this, you know, and it's no other adult's job to like parent another adult. You know what I'm saying? So we can do our part as parents, but there's only a portion of that. It is always going to be up to that person to make whatever changes they need. So anyway, you know, but parents do play a huge part. And I really think we should take that seriously. You know, we want to help our next generation, you know, be successful in all areas of their life, and help them with their development. You know, these are developmental milestones. Okay. So another resource that I really like is childmind.org. It's the Child Mind Institute, and they are basically a really, really great nonprofit agency organization that is really dedicated to helping develop happy, healthy minds of children. And there's lots of research and things that you can look at. They share articles on like behavioral problems, family issues, all these things. And there is a very good article on the childmind.org website by Christina Frank, and the clinical experts on it are Caroline Mendel, PS. Psych D, and Stephanie A. Lee, Psych D. Okay. So what they talk about is, what do children learn by doing chores? How early should kids start doing chores? And what are some ways to make chores easier? So they really do cover a couple of things, but they do say one thing that I like here: the sooner you start chores, the better. So this is what the you know, the educated, this is what, you know, officials are saying on chores. Some people say, oh, when they're 10, you know, I'm going to really make them start cleaning up their room every day. In my experience, the minute your child can walk, that is when you want to start have them doing chores. And that is what I implemented in my household. And I have to say, I don't have that much pushback. I definitely have pushback, don't get me wrong, but they understand what the chores are. They understand what has to be done, and they will do them, okay? So that's the thing. It also goes on to say researchers have linked doing chores at an early age with feelings of competence, self-confidence, and a sense of responsibility, as we touched on. In a University of Minnesota study of 84 adults in their mid-20s, the best predictor of their success in terms of career, relationships, and not using drugs was that they participated in household tasks when they were 3 or 4. Those who did not begin doing chores until they were 15 or 16 were less successful. Very interesting, right? The implication is that the sense of responsibility learned by doing household tasks is best learned when children are young. You know what I'm saying? After reading this, I may need to even brush up even more on mine. Those are some pretty sobering statistics. Yikes, you know? So again, I definitely started, you know, the minute they were able to walk, age 1, doing chores. But what I do find myself occasionally falling into is what I mentioned before, like just trying to get things done and saying, okay, well, you guys just go upstairs and do this activity. That way I can be downstairs cleaning up. But I really am going to you know, get more into, hey, you guys are going to start this. You're going to see it through. You're going to finish it yourselves with little to no intervention from me, because my littles are at the age where they can do that. If you have a toddler that's still learning to walk and, you know, needs assistance with eating and things like that, you can't do that just yet. But once, you know, I feel like four is really a good age to really start hammering down those responsibilities. Like, it's your job to make your bed. It is your job to get your teeth brushed every day. Here is a simple task like picking up the play area or the playroom, you know, even other areas of the home, you know, whatever is safe for them to do, they can do. One thing that I started doing with mine is vacuuming the steps with the mini vacuum. So that is another one of their chores that they have to do is, you know, vacuuming the steps. You can also start having them, you know, empty some of the household trash cans. Lots of things you can do. But something that I will say for busy moms, sometimes we just forget to really have them engage as much as they can. And then we end up putting way too much on our plate and wearing ourselves out when we've got little extra hands to help us. You know, those little hands, they're smaller. You know, they may not have as much dexterity as ours just yet, but they work and they can move a little small, you know, piece of paper that needs to go in the trash can from one place to the next. So utilize those little hands and get them going, build some responsibility. It's very good for our little ones. So now let me talk about start points and what I do for that. So let me just take a little sip of my tea here. As I mentioned, I was kind of hitting a brick wall with wanting to add more chores to their plate and having some of the initial excitement about doing chores wear off. And so I was like, okay, I'm having more and more pushback every day about doing these chores. And, you know, I'm getting frustrated. They're getting frustrated. Something's got to give. Come on, mama. What can you do? So I just kind of started reading around online. And then, you know, just a couple little books here and there. You know me, a lot of things I will just skim read or read an article from, like, you know, a reputable source like Child Mind Institute. And what I found was that kids at these ages really do need incentives. And so when they're really little, you know, like 1 to 4, they don't need as much incentive. Like, you just saying to them, hey, I love you so much. That is really great. Look at what you did. Because they're still just very new to it all. So it does not take much to wow their little minds and have them walk away with a sense of accomplishment. But the older they get, the more they know, you know, you saying, hey, good job, just ain't going to hit a 7, 8, or 9-year-old the way that it is going to hit like a little 3-year-old. You know what I mean? So you got to start getting creative. You got to start working with them. And so I saw that incentives was really the main component that was really going to bring about the change. So I was like, okay, let's come up with like a family incentive program. A lot of people will pay their kids to do chores. For me, that is not part of how I personally feel. I feel like if children are living in the home, hey, you know, we bought you here. It'd be nice if you appreciate that and just pick up because you also live here. And for, you know, the sake of respect in the home and, you know, just contributing to the home. Not everything is about getting paid. You know, when they grow up and have their own homes, who is going to pay them to do their chores? And I feel that paying them to do things they should already be doing just naturally that are just nice things to do can really distort their perception of life. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to pay the mommy to do all, you know, the chores? Who's going to pay me to do laundry and cook? Like, so why would I start paying my kid to do things that they're not going to get paid for later in life? It just does not make sense to me. So I don't do that. But I was very much interested in doing this incentive. So my incentive is star points. For certain chores that they do, they will get star points. Now, I also expanded this to include schoolwork. So if you turn in like an extra assignment for schoolwork, hey, good, you get some star points. If you are getting along well with your sibling, there's going to be star points for the both of you. And I kind of give them at random. You know, if I observe some good behavior, I will just award some star points. Hey, you know what? I see that you out of nowhere just randomly like wanted to unload the dishwasher. That's awesome. I'm going to give you some star points for that. And I don't even do it every single time because I don't want to create a person that is only doing something because they get something out of it. You understand? So it's very like, it's just, you know, on an as needed, on like, you know, just almost a little more than a whim, but it's not like, hey, here's a list of things, you know, they're just going to run down the list every single day and do these things mechanically and not really care. It's a way to just reward good things that I'm observing them do. So on the sheet, though, I do have, you know, some itemized things that need to be done that are standalones on the star points sheet that they can get points for. So again, schoolwork is a big one. With my little one, you know, because you're still trying to get them to brush their teeth regularly. So I do have like, hey, did you brush your teeth today? Awesome. You get a star point for that. So you can really tailor it to each child. For me, each child has a list of things that I feel that they should be doing on their own as far as chores. It includes things that I need them to do for their schoolwork or areas that I want them to improve on. And then other little things that I observe, like, you know, are you getting along with your sibling? So yeah. And so then once you got your star points, you know, your system in place, you want to have it displayed in multiple areas of your home. Because you want to be able to, once you see behavior, immediately award some points, right? So downstairs, we spend a lot of time there. So I have a star points tally sheet for both children there, and then as upstairs as well, on their room door, actually. And that's nice because kind of at the end of the day, when you're reflecting on like, hey, how did today go? As you're kind of like tucking them in and saying goodnight, hey, let's award some star points because, hey, I remembered this awesome thing you did today. So it's really been very nice. I'm enjoying it very much. They get so excited, especially your littles. Oh my goodness. When you give them star points, oh yes. You know, you get all this excitement from them and they just love it. So it's been very great. It's definitely helped them, you know, be more regular about doing certain chores, you know, all of those things. Now, what are some things that could happen like, you know, at the end? So, you know, you're giving them these star points and they're earning points. So at the end of it all, you do want them to have like a tangible thing that they earn. So for me, I kind of take note of some of the things they may say like, hey, I would like to have this or I'd like to have that. And I'll say, okay, guess what? At the end, I know, you know, what the surprise is going to be. So I don't like specifically say what it's going to be in advance because, again, I do want to keep that surprise element. I want to keep that mystery element. As they get bigger, I think I will change it to where the incentive is up front. Like, for example, you know, with a preteen, hey, you want, I don't know, a cell phone. That's just an example. Not that I would give a preteen a cell phone, but okay, you want a cell phone. You're going to have to earn X amount of star points in all these areas. And when that's done, you could get a cell phone. So then at that age, you do need to see your goal, you know, kind of in front of you. Because before that, you've already kind of got the idea that, hey, there's certain things in the home I just need to do because I'm a good person. I love my family and I want to contribute to the home. Then at the preteen age, that's when we can kind of start helping them with their life goal setting. So that is when, you know, more than likely I'll start putting the goals in the front of them and not having it be a mystery with the, you know, surprise what they earn at the end. Okay. So yeah, so this has been working out for me really, really well. I really like it. I really hope that this helps you too. I hope that this helps your family.
Yeah. So, you know, star points really are a way to incentivize a lot of things, and it could be a really wide variety of things. It does not have to be chores. I also use my star points with my little ones for personal study as well. So, you know, when they do their personal study, they are able to earn some star points for that. Again, it incentivizes them. It makes them want to do their personal study. Even too, if you're trying to teach your child like other things, like maybe they need to spend some time learning how to tie their shoe. Well, they could get star points just for taking the time to practice what you've shown them. So little things like that, you can really tailor this any type of way that you want. It'll be a creative project for us moms to kind of think about each child, think about the things that we want them to work on, and then build a star points sheet based off of that. What I may do next time that I do star points, because once they get their award for their star points that they got in the previous quarter, then they are able to get a new star sheet. So each star sheet, you could keep the same things on there, or you could add something new. Maybe they kind of reached one goal you wanted them to do, and then now you want them to, you know, kind of master another skill or build another good habit. I think for the next time that I do it, I will maybe actually print the star sheets and let them keep them maybe in their binder or something like that. I might still have a hard copy that's posted on a wall because we don't want to lose the star points, but just so they can kind of understand like this is their personal work, like them holding it in their hand every day, seeing where they're at every single day, I think will be helpful. I did have one of the online teachers share with me, you know, when she was doing a review for one of my students. I did share with her, hey, this is what we do in our home. We do star points, and you know, this is what star points about. And she's like, literally, I really, really like that. She was like, one thing I'll share with you is if you can do something in between, because mine is kind of like on a quarter system, so they get a big prize, you know, at the end. But if you had something that you could do every single week, so then like every week, maybe they're getting a small something, maybe it's just their favorite cookie, you know, or something at the end of the week, just for like, you know, cleaning up their room or, you know, doing a smaller task, you know, consistently. And I kind of took that idea too and was like, yeah, maybe that is something that I'll incorporate. Maybe next season I'll do, you know, like a daily star points, like, I'm sorry, a weekly star points, like, hey, this week you did good in these areas, and these are all the things that you're getting star points for. And then maybe all of those weeks combined, if you get a certain amount of star points, then at the end of the quarter, you get this. But in between every week, you're also getting these little incentives too. And the reason she shared that with me was because she said that younger kids, sometimes they lose sight of the goal if the goal is too far out, just because, hey, they're kids, they're busy, they're like, hey, immediate gratification, okay? So having them engaged for a week sometimes could be a little bit better. I think that would especially be the case for much younger kids. If you got like, you know, a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old that, you know, is really good with their speech communication, you could probably even do like a daily thing. Like, hey, you were so good today, you get this, just so that it's always in front of them. They're not forgetting about it because, hey, they do have short attention spans.
Kind of, you know, hone in on the chores helps you to have, you know, maybe a little less pushback when it comes time to get them chores done, okay? Because mommy has stuff to do, okay?
All right, ladies, I really appreciate you all very much. If you're not already, give me a follow on Instagram. Also, if you are here on YouTube, if you could go ahead and give it a subscribe here on YouTube, like the video, share this information with another mom like you or another person who works with kids. This also works well for school teachers, okay? All right, ladies. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening to Work It Lady, and I will see you next time.